We shall start off by looking at direct advertising. What is direct advertising? Direct advertising is defined as advertising messages that are in written, printed, or processed form that are sent by controlled circulation direct to selected individuals. The important thing to note in the definition is the use of the term controlled circulation. In direct advertising, the aim is to avoid waste circulation in advertising, and this is done by selecting the consumers as being in your target market. There are three main types of direct advertising. 1. Direct mail advertising. 2. Mail order advertising. And 3. Unmailed direct advertising. Direct mail advertising differs from mail order advertising in purpose only. With mail order, the products can be bought without going to the point of purchase or dealing with personal salespeople. Together, direct mail and mail order have many forms. These include letters, postcards, booklets, broadsides, brochures, circulars, catalogs, stuffers, and combinations of these forms. Letters are the most popular form of direct mail advertising. To get good results, creativity in the letter writing is essential. Every word of the letter should be part of the selling effort, and unnecessary information should be left out. However, it is important to note that a good letter is not short. Here is an example to illustrate this point. A 7-page letter was used to sell a $10,000 trip around the world. Only 13,600 letters were mailed, and the result was that all places on the trips were sold. This brought in $600,000 in revenue. For every $1 spent on the direct mail ad, $1,200 of revenue was generated. Letters can be fancy or simple, printed or computerized, and personal or non-personal. Postcards are used in the same way as letters and are aimed at a more direct response. Postcards can be used to allow the consumer to reply to the ad, cost-free. Booklets are also used to tell a more lengthy sales story. They are often used to introduce new products to a market. Broadsides are a larger form of printed direct mail advertising. When folded out, a broadside can be 1 square meter in size, and if in full color, its visual impact is very strong. Circulars are the cheapest form of direct mail. Circulars, also known as flyers, are mass-produced on cheaper paper. An example of a circular could be an ad for a new pizza restaurant or delivery service in an area. Catalogs are the opposite of circulars in that they are not designed to be thrown away. They are designed to be used as reference books or, in the mail order case, as the full selling tool. Clothing and furniture are two examples of products which can be successfully advertised using catalogs. Stuffers are also a part of direct mail. The term stuffers refers to additional ads placed in letters. For example, a bill for products already bought at a department store may include in the envelope a brochure showing the new bicycles available in the store. Combinations of all these various forms are also used in direct mail advertising. For example, a direct mail package may include a letter, a broadside, a postcard for ordering, and a stuffer about a different product. In direct mailing, response to the ad can be maximized if the advertiser has information about who he is sending the package to. Name lists are available from many sources, and these lists are often rented from one company to another for a fee much less than the potential worth to the seller. The third category of direct advertising, which we listed earlier, is unmailed direct advertising. It differs from other types in the nature of its distribution. Promotional pieces in this category can be delivered door-to-door or can be handed out on the street or available on counter displays in shops.